All right, we're going to test you on your dude knowledge. Let's say hi to Kaylee calling us from Seymour. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Kaylee is 4'11", short queen.
Short queen.
Yes, got black hair, drives a Ford Escape, and is currently single. But you know what?
If opportunity.
If you've heard our show before, you know.
We have brought people together.
That's right.
Amanda and Todd, shout out.
That's right. So, Kaylee, I don't know if that is something that you would like us to do, but just know that the services are there. Okay.
Yes, and if there's any, you know, nice...
Be my guest.
Yes.
Be my guest.
Anyone who thinks that Kaylee sounds hot,
all right.
Can pass along numbers.
Wow. Okay. All right, Kaylee, these are all questions that guys would know. It's called dude knowledge, all right? We're going to test you on your dude knowledge. You ready? You can call on Kelly for help once. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
The Crypto.com arena is the home for which NBA team?
Does everybody know this? Really?
Guys would.
All the guys, really?
Yes.
What guy knows that?
I do.
Wait, what sport is it again?
Oh, great.
NBA?
I said NBA.
Okay. Okay.
Kaylee, at some point we're going to need an answer.
I don't know. The only NBA team that I know are the Lakers.
That's right.
Is it?
Yep.
I thought that was the Staples Center.
No, it's no longer the Staples Center.
Oh,
it's the Crypto.com.
Wow.
Yes. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. That was a good guess.
Good guess.
That was a good guess. Google helped you out. I know.
Why are you always accusing?
Because
always accusing.
It took That's 30 weird. Seconds for her to come up with an answer.
Because I'm trying to think of the Lakers.
You don't know.
Okay. Question two. Dude knowledge. In plumbing, what does a ball cock do?
That sounds really aggressive.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You want to call Kelly in? She probably knows a thing or two.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is that the ball-shaped floater thing in the tank of the toilet? Or is that just called the floater? That's kind of, but it's like a ball. That's like a ball shape, right?
You know what? I'm going to give you a half a point because it's also called a fill valve, but it controls the flow of water into the toilet tank.
Okay, yes.
That's what I was wanting as an answer and controls the flow of the water.
Yes.
But
so
those,
I can explain how
those
that
little,
because I'm a plumber.
Those little ball things have been replaced a lot of times with newer, more advanced.
Oh.
So those aren't necessarily, if you look in the back of your toilet, they're
I've
probably
still got
not.
Balls.
You still have a ball cock?
I still have ball cocks, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I've got a ball cock.
All right.
Okay.
I'm giving you a half a point.
Okay, great.
All right. Wait, is Kelly playing or is Kaylee playing? I can't remember.
We're a team.
All right. Kaylee, here we go. Question three. Dude knowledge. That's right.
Okay.
In baseball.
Yes.
Yes. What is the position on the field between second and third base?
In between second and third base.
Technically, I will accept two answers.
I used to play it.
Oh, man. I can only think of the pitcher unless it's...
Nope, pitcher's on the mound.
The outfield.
The pitcher's on the mound. Oh, that's a shortstop.
Shortstop is what I was looking for, yeah.
Oh.
I used to play shortstop.
Yeah, shortstop. I would have also accepted third base because technically that is also
okay.
A position that is between second and third
but
base.
But really, it's a
but
shortstop.
It was a shortstop.
Yeah,
yeah.
A shortstop.
All right, here we go. Question number four. When referring to meat, what is a butterfly cut?
Isn't that when you, like, cut it in half and then split it open?
That sounds good to me. That sounds like that's an absolute right answer.
But do you, listen, I'm going to ask you a follow-up question, Kaylee. Do you cut it all the way through, or do you not cut it all the way through?
No, you don't.
Okay, I'm going to give that to you. I'll give that to you. Yep, I'll give it to you.
Nice.
You came through in the clutch. Good job, Kaylee.
Let's grill up some right answers. All right,
last question in dude knowledge, Kaylee. In Formula One racing, what does DRS stand for?
D-R-S?
D as in dog, R as in Rob, and S as in single.
Single? Okay.
D-R-S, what does that stand for?
Oh, no.
I've watched the Formula One, like, specials on Netflix.
Yeah. Then you should know, Kelly.
I should, but I don't. All I know is Max Verstappen.
I don't even know. Guess.
I know like drivers' names. Why aren't you asking like, that?
Yeah, like all I can think of is driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
Racing all right. What does the R and the S then stand for?
Driver Racing Services.
Driver Racing Speed.
Driver Racing Speed?
Driver Racing Speed?
That sounds good.
Is that it?
Is that it? I think that's it.
Is it
what? Your face and your tone led us to think we stumbled into the right answer.
We were right.
Drag reduction system. Everyone knows that.
Not everyone knows
obviously,
that.
Obviously, Kaylee does not know. That.
However, I highly recommend watching the Formula One, the F1 series on Netflix. It's really good. I learned all about Max Verstappen.
You know, we feel bad, Kaylee, but we are going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
That's great.
All right.
Okay.
You know what, Kaylee? High five.
You've been a delight.
We did better than I thought.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Check your toilet for ball cocks, all
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed.
On 99.7 DJX.